USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As all hurricanes do, Hurricane Ida packed a punch for most of the eastern United States since Sunday. More information is coming in as Ida's energy has mostly dissipated Friday. In Trenton, New Jersey, police were going door to door, encouraging residents to leave their homes in anticipation of the rising Delaware River. Further north in Fairfield, the Passaic River is forecast to crest more than 23 feet by late Friday evening. The National Weather Service anticipated area rivers will crest and overflow through Friday. Republicans are not happy this week when it was discovered over $200 million put into the House Democrats' massive and partisan $3.5 trillion budget resolution is going to Presidio Park as a frequent hangout for Speaker Nancy Pelosi. House Natural Resource Republicans on Twitter called out Democrats' earmarks as slush funds for partisan pet projects. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Let's get a Caldor fire update in Northern California. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, has more.
California's Caldor Fire is nearing the Nevada border and Lake Tahoe and has now burned more than 210,000 acres. The fire, which started on August 14th, has destroyed about 800 structures. About 22,000 residents were ordered to evacuate South Lake Tahoe on Monday, and authorities are issuing more evacuations ahead of the fire. According to Cal Fire, the blaze is about 25% contained. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Reuters has released a transcript of President Biden attempting to get Afghan President Ghani to lie about the Taliban's strengths and capabilities. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
I think it's pretty clear. Again, I'm not going to go into details of a private conversation.
It should be noted in 2019, Psaki was vocal, calling for then Trump White House to release a transcript of a private phone call with the Ukrainian president. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Supreme Court of the United States has upheld the new Texas abortion law called the Heartbeat Law, making it illegal for a woman to get an abortion after 6 weeks in an attempt to save the lives of unborn children. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki taking questions on President Biden's pro-abortion stance.
Why does the president support abortion when his own Catholic faith teaches abortion is morally wrong?
He believes that it's a woman's right, it's a woman's body, and it's her choice.
Why does the president, who does he believe then should look out for the unborn child?
I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant, but for women out there who have faced those choices, this is an incredibly difficult thing. The president believes their rights should be respected.
Live action president Lila Rose on Fox News believes saving lives matters.
Well, it's clearly a sexist response, which is ironic coming from someone whose boss is a man. She's saying, because you're a man, you're not allowed to ask this question. You've never been pregnant. And, you know, her boss, President Biden, who's weighing in on a Texas heartbeat abortion law. The president's job as our elected leader, our chief official in this country, is to defend the rights of Americans, not to stand against the most vulnerable Americans' rights, which are children in the womb. And Texas has decided, which is their right, to protect those citizens, to protect those members of their state. Someone who says he's a Catholic and also whose job is to defend the common welfare is actually working actively against our most vulnerable Americans, the unborn.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.